excited to really share something for the family. If you have prayer requests or you have some announcement or victories that you want to share to the family, this is the time for you. Okay? Not only for introducing your name or where you're from. Okay? So, as Pastor Chris said, he will be happy if we have 10 people to stand in front. So I wish we have more than 10. Okay, who's next?
Hi, good afternoon, church. I'm Benjamin. Been attending Mitagi since January 2019. But I've been missing for the past 2 weeks because I had to go back to Singapore and also to other parts of Japan. Just to announce that today will be my last day in Mitagi today, as I'm called back to my Singapore headquarters. Thank you very much for all the love. Thank you for the guidance. Thank you, Pastor Chris. Thank you. And also, just have two prayer requests which has been ongoing, and it has been established since I have moved to Mitagi Green Chapel. One of it is the church that we are worshipping at, my wife and myself, both back in Malaysia, in this place called Johor Bahru. The environment is totally different from what I'm worshipping here. Back home, we focus a lot on human efforts, such as lighting, music, motivational preaching and all that. So it is a bit of a dilemma whether what are the things which is a priority for us as a Christian. I grew up as a Christian all the way. I was brought up in a traditional Methodist environment. So moving to a more conservative environment, which I'm worshipping at now, is a bit of a dilemma. I'm not sure how to explain this. We worship the Christ. We believe in the Trinity, the concept of Trinity. But are we focusing on the right thing is something that always has been bugging me. And also, my wife and I just got married 7 months ago. And marriage itself is something, a big project, a struggle. I'm a Malaysian Indian. She is a Malaysian Chinese. So we both come from a different background. And she is from the other part of Malaysia, East Malaysia, Sarawak. And I'm from West Malaysia, Ipoh, Perak. So continue to pray for us. These 2 months, of course, I miss her a lot. So it is always a joy to go back home. Please stay in touch, church. And it's a joy and it's a privilege to be part of y'all. Thank you.
Church, let's lift him up, protection, across those cultural barriers, important decisions. Everybody who comes to Mitagi leaves, you know, with wondering whether they're going to go back to the same church or not. And I think that's a good thing. So we'll pray with you as you seek God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for our brother Benjamin, Lord, who is so faithful to your name. Lord, we thank you that you brought him here to be part of our body here at Mitagi. Your plan is so perfect, God. You know Benjamin, you know his wife through and through, Lord. You have a plan for their lives, Lord. Your plan is to serve you in the best possible way. We pray, Lord, that you would help him with these difficult decisions about his church. Lord, give him clear thinking. Lord, let him just seek your face, Lord. And as he does, Lord, and goes to your word, Lord, that you would give him the answers he's looking for, Lord. And I pray also, Lord, that you would bring harmony between him and his wife, Lord. I pray that you would cross those cultural barriers, Lord. A lot of us here have been through that or going through that, always, Lord, a challenge, but with you, Lord. Amen. with you in your love, in your understanding, in your mercy. We trust you and you give us guidance, Lord. And I pray for Benjamin and his wife, Lord, that you will give him that guidance, give him peace, give him understanding, Lord, and help Benjamin to hold his tongue. We ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Yes, ma'am.
Pray for me too, because I'm flying back also tonight. Yeah, me back to Singapore and my mother back to Malaysia, and I think I know what you meant just now. Yeah, because I'm a Malaysian too, so I came here 2 years ago, and I was here for about 3 to 4 years time, and the church here. Actually, very different from the church that we used to have at home. So, I think it's small, but we are very close, and the style are very different. After I went back to Malaysia, the past 2 years, actually I left my previous church. I went to another church. So I was also looking for another church until I settled down. But then later on, because of my job, I transferred to Singapore. So I joined another church. Seriously, we need to think about the church that we join is focused on, you know, like we are serving the Lord, or you are just like... I don't know how to put in words, but yeah, correct. So but today in the morning when I came for the Japanese service, I don't know Japanese language very well. And actually the sermon, I would say maybe 80% just by listening, I won't understand much. But because of the book that I received, and then it helped me to understand more about the sermon. Though, the language could be one of the barrier. I just cannot fully understand. But I think if I long for and I want to, I think that God, the Lord will touch my heart, though I don't understand. And this morning, yes, I had a feeling like so touched. Yeah, just my tears just did not come out. But yeah, that the feeling, it was there. So a sense of back to home. And now I will say, to other friends, I will tell them, yeah, Japan seems like my second home. Yeah, I think mostly because of the church here that I feel very different. And I miss the church. So this is my second time. After my graduation, I came back here the second time, and it's always feel like coming back home. So I wish to come back the third time home, but yeah, it could be like a year later. Yeah, it's like something like an annual thing to come back for a meeting, and good to see all of you, and we'll see you all again.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Kim. I am so happy to see you. I am so happy to be back at Waitaki Green Chapel. I've been often thinking about you, often praying for you, but, you know, probably some of you remember what has happened to me. I had to leave Japan in such an abrupt way about 2 years ago. My court battle still continues, and I came to Hiroshima to have a meeting with my lawyer last Friday. And it's much difficult battle than I expected. It's much more fierce, more very, very vicious. Sometimes I drop my jaw even to think about the kinds of argument that the university is making against me. So I really do not want much from the trial. The only thing I want is to get all the facts delivered as is to the judges. That's really all I want. For the past 2 years, you know, I couldn't get a job. So it's not as comfortable as it used to be. But I must say that I'm much more peaceful than before, because I have many time, obviously, to think about my life and realize that I have committed so many sins, the sins of pride, sins of boastfulness, sins of inconsideration. I thought I was a good person, but that was not enough. That was not in God's way. I realized I made many unintentional, I caused many unintentional sufferings on the people that I met in my life. And also, another thing is that, you know, my job required me to raise many, many questions. I had to raise questions about everything that I was seeing. So that made me such a cynical, skeptical, difficult, intense person. And that's such a so worldly human thing. These things are really like totally inconsequential, totally unimportant, but I was totally preoccupied with what I was doing as a university faculty. And you know, they are so nothing. Human knowledge, the stuff we have in our head, it's really, really nothing, I realized. But they gave me pride. So I tried, I worked so hard to prove myself to my colleagues that I was good at what I was supposed to do. And my faith in God is totally different from what I had to do. It's about heart. It's about surrendering. It's about breaking myself down, because, you know, we are nothing. We are really nothing. So I had a lot to repent. And another thing was that if God didn't intervene, leading to my dismissal and departure from Japan, I could have died. I was so lonely. It was difficult to make friends in Japan. I was working myself to death, and I was not even aware of it. Every day, I worked until I couldn't work anymore. And when I couldn't, so I was so intense and so wired. And when I couldn't get rest, in order to get enough rest to stop all the things in my head, I was drinking a lot. I even didn't realize it. So I could have worked myself to death or drunk myself to death. And now I mean, after all the madness of getting arrested and getting dismissed from the university, I'm happier. I don't have income for 2 years, but it's really nothing. I mean, we need certain things to survive, but my preoccupation with adding one more line on my CV and getting paid by the university, and I was not even grateful for the income that I had, even though it was probably more than the average. So all these things kind of made me realize important thing is realizing my nothingness and surrendering to God and let him lead my life. And I cannot expect what's going to happen to the court, but if I ever get to work again, it's not going to be for my selfish whatever. I'm too ashamed to say. But if God sees he's using me, he'll lead me to a place, to a job. If that doesn't happen, it's okay too, you know? So, I mean, for the past years, you kept on hearing me about what was happening to me on the campus and how difficult it was and everything. But, you know, after all the unimportant things have disappeared, the essence remains, and the essence is God. And I'm very grateful. So I'm very happy, and that's all. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. So next Sunday, we won't be here. Ate Michelle and I, and also Jim, because Jim invited us to give a talk at Hiroshima JALT. So please pray for us. And I don't know, we're still finishing our presentations. So please pray for us. I hope we'll be able to inspire others and help others adjust in the Japanese workplace. So my topic will be how to win in the Japanese workplace. And it's not about being selfish or putting yourself ahead of others, but it's all about understanding another before presenting your request or asking for anything. So it's really about changing oneself for the better and inspiring your coworkers, your Japanese coworkers, to experience a different culture or to be open to another idea, another belief. So, and for Ate Michelle, it's about harmonious, classroom management, something, I don't know, I forgot, but maybe Ate Michelle will be able to tell more about her presentation later. So yeah, thank you, Sir Jim, for the opportunity, and yeah, please pray for us. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Rhea. First, I would like to thank God for the wisdom that he has given me. I was able to pass my JLPT exam, finally, after how many tries. Thank God for the wisdom. And as what Ati Mitch said, this would be my last Sunday here in Mitaki Chapel. My flight would be next week, Thursday. And before I came here, I don't know what to expect. I don't know what kind of people whom I'd be working with. I don't know what kind of people whom I will meet, and what kind of culture there is here in Japan. But God is so good that despite the differences in culture, the communication barrier, He has given me a lot of people who helped me throughout my stay here in Japan. And I am really grateful for this opportunity because I was able to help my family back home in the Philippines. And not only that, me and my husband was able to build our own home. So I'm very thankful to God. And also, I'm praising the Lord God for He has led me here in Mitaki Chapel. And I was able to meet my family here, all of you. Thank you so much for the time that I had with you, for praying and praising God together. It's been, Mitaki Chapel has been a family to me, and I wanted to praise God for He blessed me more than I think what I deserve. And I would like to bring back all the glory to God. So I'm gonna miss you all. Thank you.
Spirit of gentleness. God, I've seen it with my children. I've seen it with other members. God, what a grace to us that you have brought through this dear sister. God, we thank you that you are bringing her time here in Japan to a close, that she can be back in the same place with her husband. God, we ask for the reunion and the house making together there to be really sweet. We thank you for the adventure they got to have in Japan, the ways they could help their family back in the Philippines by their time they had here. But God, we praise you that you are taking them both back to the Philippines, that you have something for them there, that you want to establish them there and continue to bring your gifts of gentleness and graciousness and love through this couple to those around them. God, protect them from the evil one. Protect Raya-chan in this transition. It's always a cultural shock, even when we go back home, whatever that means. God, would you go before her, prepare friends and family to receive her, to be gentle with her gentle heart. Would you continue to minister to her, Lord? Give her what she needs, strengthen her marriage. Just place your blessing, anoint them, Lord, for all that you have for them. God, we thank you for lending Raya to us in this season. God, we thank you that she could be here, that she changed our lives with her presence. God, we know you have many ahead for her to also change, and that you also desire to change her more and more into the image of Jesus Christ. Would you do that work? Make her all the more beautiful, which we actually can't imagine. We thank you that you want to bring greater beauty even to her spirit and her countenance. It's in Jesus' name we pray as we entrust her to you. Amen. Amen. Yeah.
Anybody else? Okay.
Might be a little too emotional to stand up front, so I'm gonna do this. This has been like one of the most emotional and rough weeks of my life, and it's also been one of the most encouraging. I'm really, really selfish, and I have a low threshold for things that irritate me. And I have a lot of stuff that I want to change to be a better father, to be a better mentor, to be a better person. But all that really boils down to how I view and treat my children a lot of the times, because they are an inconvenience. It's hard to take care of them. And basically I have a lot that I need healing for, and I have a lot of heart change that needs to happen. And so we're actually having a counselor fly in, and she's going to stay with us for a week starting today. So we're going to do individual counseling, Darcy and I, and then couples counseling. Life is really hard, and God is really good, and that's the Christian life. I confessed in front of five men who I viewed as brothers and friends on Monday. Some of the evil that was in my heart, and one of them felt so compelled that he went to his pastor of an EV Free Church and told his pastor my confession. And so that it destroyed me, just the level of betrayal that I felt. I don't have a lot of people that I considered friends. I considered this person a friend. He was at Christmas with us. That pastor called Hiroshi-san. And when I found all this out, I just thought to myself, this is it. You know, your reputation's gone, because everyone's going to know this terrible, evil thing that's in your heart that you wanted to get out into the light. And I'm very happy to say that both pastors kept it confidential. And when I talked to Hiroshi, he said, I haven't lost 1% of respect for you because of this, and I love you. And so the amount of support that I've received through this betrayal and through this, I haven't screamed, cried, and cursed so much in my life as I have in the last week, really. I mean, just out in the dark on the phone with my team leader, literally crying, cursing, screaming, sobbing, and just felt like the world was ending. And it was the worst possible way that this person could have betrayed me, but the best possible outcome. And so God really protected us, and I'm really happy about that. I've also lost my friend Jonah, basically. He's not healthy enough to have a friendship. And I thought he was. But he's literally, he's not healthy enough. And so I poured my heart out to him about a week and a half ago, because he said, I've talked to my wife and I decided to not continue with your ministry. I thought to myself, wow, you decided that without even talking to me. That's interesting. And I basically said, it's not the ministry I'm so much concerned about, Jonah. It's that I considered him my best friend in this country. And, I said, it's not so much the ministry, it's the fact that you've never once reached out to me to get together or to see how I'm doing. The reason that we have a friendship is because we have an official relationship where you're expected to help me and be here a certain amount of days. What happens when that's not there anymore? You know, and I said, please pray, you know. Does God really want you to teach more English classes, or does he want you to help at the Hikikomori farm? I thought it was pretty obvious. I thought it was pretty obvious that this Christian former Hikikomori was supposed to be working with me on my project, and maybe he still is. After I poured my heart out, I got no response from him until he got a call from the pastor who my friend betrayed me to. And then he texted and said, how are you doing? I said, not good. I said, we got a counselor flying. I heard, because Pastor so-and-so called me and told me. And I called him that night 10 times, 12 times. Called him that morning 12 times, didn't answer. I drove down to Chiyoda, opened the door, and there he is. Said, hey, man, I've been calling you the last 12 hours. Oh, yeah, I saw you called. Then he told me exactly what the pastor had said, and then I thought my life was over. And it just, he's unhealthy, right? But it does still feel really awful that this person doesn't care about you enough to return your phone calls when you're in distress, doesn't care enough about you to see how you're doing. And so it's just been, it's been a really, really, really tough week. Look, I've never grown without oppression and without fire. God uses fire to refine. And so I'm excited for what I will become after this. And I'm praising God. But I have work to do. You know, and I'm in the gym, and I'm listening to rap music, and, you know, they're so cocky, like, you can't do anything to me, you can't keep me down, and I'm like, you know what? Where's your fight, man? Where's your fight? Like, you got God on your side, you know? And so it's time for me to stand up and, you know, just not get kicked around anymore by the devil and his plots. It's time for me to step up and make the changes that I need to make, and so just pray that I would be able to be humble. I was reading in a book, John the Short. He's a third century monk, and he's up there preaching. Some guy goes, "Your chalice is bitter." And John the Short goes, "And you can only see the outside. You know, if you could only see what's on the inside, you would know how bitter my cup is," right? And to be able to respond to hateful criticism like that in that way, that I want that, and I'm so far from that. And some of that maybe comes with age, but some of that comes with work. And so, just pray for me. I've got a lot of growing to do. I'm so grateful that we have Micah in the house, because he's been by my side. He's been a good friend through all this. It's been a privilege.
Hello, everyone. My name is Grace. Just a quick one. I want to thank God today because there are just some things you think about so much, and you just don't know what to do. This morning, something really amazed me, because this week, I've really been thinking about Kaori. I know some of you know Kaori. She's our sister in the Japanese service, but she speaks English, and I had an opportunity to interact with her a lot when I came to this church, and we did so much together. But for a while, she has not been coming to church, and possibly for some reasons, which I'm not aware, but I know it's kind of maybe some struggle. So we've been praying for her, and amazingly this week it just came so heavily on me to just think so much about her and just tell God, I don't know what will happen for her to start coming to church again, and I don't know how, but this morning I saw her, and she came to the Japanese service. I didn't have anything to tell her, and I didn't know what to tell God, but I'm just so amazed that God sometimes can just listen to our deep cries. And my desire is to see her back to church. She even used to come to the English service at times because her English is so good and her children speak English. So I see her only when she comes to pick them. But today I saw her and she told me I came to the church, and I was just so grateful to God to see her back to the family of God. And it's not just her. We have many of our brothers and sisters, even in the Japanese service, who for some reasons are away from church, and we really desire that God will bring them back. So today I want to give thanks for her, and I ask you to continue praying for her, that she'll be back to the family of God, that we can even see her back to the English service someday. I know it's possible. If I saw her today and I was just thinking about her this week so badly, that Lord, I really wish she'll be back to the service. And she even invited us to her home with Joyce, and we've spent quite a good time with her. So it's kind of been some kind of separation. But I'm so glad to see her today, and I want to thank God for that. And let's continue praying for her and for others who are not here. Thank you.
afternoon to everyone. I just want to praise God because Pastor Randy praise item last week because the operation is already successful and the praise item is the mass have been taken out of my body together with my left kidney is stage 1 renal cancer. Thanking God because no need for chemotherapy or something because the cancer is not like the other cancer will spread after the surgery. That's all. Thank you. And keep praying for the healing because today he already preached even though a week ago he had the surgery. That's amazing. Yeah. Praise God. Amen.
These are heavy things to pray about. But before anything else, Fernando told me that there are pictures of our leaders of the world in our bulletin. So I was just surprised to see the picture of our president. Yeah, our leaders in the region and their families. So he told me we have to pray for them. Our leaders. So we are, this church is composed of different people who come from different countries. And I'm sure you also have different challenges in your respective countries. So what I want to do is to spend the first minute, 1 minute, to pray individually for our respective countries and for your respective leaders. Because honestly, I don't know the names of these people here. I just know they are the leaders. But. So if you're from this country, such particular country, so please pray. And then after a minute, I'm going to pray with all these prayer items here. Okay? So you can speak in your own language. You don't have to speak English. Speak in your own language in a manner that you can really express yourself or the heartfelt prayer for the Lord. Okay, everyone, let's pray together. Hallelujah.